Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to our online service this week. My name is Josh Erickson. I'm one of the pastors of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, and I'm so grateful you are joining us for this service whenever you might be watching it. So today we're going to be exploring what it means to be caring for the most vulnerable people that are in our lives and around us, and how important that is to be focused on that at this time for us in our lives. Has anyone else found the last few weeks to be very chaotic and kind of confusing? I'm pretty sure many of us have experienced that. And I would also wonder if anybody else has found themselves being worried for somebody that they care about based on how the last few weeks have gone. And the last few weeks have brought around a lot of changes for us in our country. And there are some things that as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we need to be thinking about and pursuing as we're going through these times. Now, I will say that there is a lot to be said and could be said and has been said about what we're going through as a country right now. But I want to make sure that as people who consider themselves followers of Jesus as a church, that we are focused on what we absolutely can and should be focused on, what we can control, and what we are called to be about. And that is, at all times, but especially in times of confusion and change, we want to stay focused on making sure that we're caring for the most vulnerable people that we are called to care for. Now, this means that we want to build on a long-standing thousands of years of Jewish and Christian tradition and values as we look to what this means for our future. In particular, what it means is that what we're looking at and what it means to care for the most vulnerable is something that God commanded, is something that Jesus teaches, and is something that I'm simply trying to make sure we keep sight of right now. Because it's so important, and it's so important for me with my personality, and maybe for some of you, that we focus on what we can do when there's so much that we feel out of control. So much change, so much dissonance, so many unexpected turns that we have to focus on what we can look at, and that's helping the most vulnerable. Now, in the scriptures, both the Old and the New Testament, there are teachings about what this looks like and who we're supposed to be thinking about. And the biblical categories of the people that we want to focus on are the resident aliens, the orphans, and the widows. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy, which is a book that doesn't get a lot of attention in the Old Testament, there is a specific focus on one of the commands that God gives to Israel. And God calls them to make sure that they are taking care of the resident aliens, the orphans, and the widows. Now, the specific call to action there is when they were doing their harvesting, or when they were thinking about how they would care for people, or when they were thinking about who they could bring a lawsuit against even. This is the context. And what we find in Deuteronomy chapter 24 is a very clear sense of what we're supposed to do. It talks about there that we shouldn't deprive a resident alien or an orphan of justice to make sure that they're cared for and that they're not taken advantage of. When we're reaping a harvest, it says, especially if you have a field, you're supposed to leave the edges full of harvest material, harvest foods, whether it's grain or whether it's grapes, so that people who don't have access to that can collect a little bit on their own. This is the way an ancient food pantry, as it were. And then when you think about taking care of people, you don't want to take away a widow's garment. Now, all these things were metaphors back then for taking advantage of orphans and widows and resident aliens if you went against these things. Now, it doesn't stop in the Old Testament. It continues on into the teachings of Jesus. And Jesus makes it evident for us when he teaches about how God is going to look back on the way we conducted ourselves and assess how we did. Now, God is going to love us no matter what. But God also continues to want us to do better and better with our lives that we have. We each have one life to live to make an impact on the world. And in particular, Jesus gives a parable about what it's going to look like as it may be in retrospect. He talks about that we are going to think about this as if God is going to look at our lives and tell us that we did a good job or a not good job of taking care of people who are thirsty, who are hungry, who are naked, who are in prison, or who are lonely. And what Jesus says in this very epic parable, that if what we do to the least of these, we've done to him. And what we don't do to the least of these, we have not done for Jesus as well. Now, all of these things remind us of the focus that we need to have on these people who are most vulnerable. And there are plenty of people who fit in these categories who are going through these circumstances that are right here in Chicagoland. Now, I want to make sure that we are clear here on what this looks like in our day and age. Now, when we hear that term in the Bible, resident alien, we might know what that means. But for us, I want to make sure that we know that it specifically refers to people who we would consider to be refugees with official legal status here in the United States. Because these are people, as we know, who have come from another country and are here in a legal fashion. Becoming a refugee can happen for so many different tragic reasons around the world. But remember that by the time you get here as a resident alien or a political or a religious or a refugee of any kind, you have gone through a process where less than 1% of people are approved, and it takes multiple years to go through the vetting process. That is to say, these people are here as they should be and aren't going anywhere. But they need help, and they're very vulnerable right now. The same is true for orphans. Now, orphans, as we know, are people that may have lost their parents or lost their families, and that could be a literal disassociation because they've lost their parents to death, lost their families to tragedy. But it also can be people who are being alienated or disenfranchised by their families or being kicked out of their families as well. And there are people who are orphans for all kinds of reasons, not just from losing parents. And then there are the widows and widowers. And of course, that thinks about people who have lost their spouses, but yet also there are a lot of people who are simply isolated for no fault of their own because of the way society has evolved. And these people are also in this category of isolated and alone. That's who I'm talking about. As Christians, we need to be thinking about all the other things going on, but we can't lose sight of these people who are the most vulnerable in a time like this. As we think about what God commands and what Jesus teaches and what these stories and this call to caring for these people reminds us about, we want to make sure that we're doing what we can for these people in this time. Now, as Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, or maybe you're part of a different church and someone shared this with you, I want to remind us and encourage us to take action where needed. Now, I'm grateful that we have terrific mission leadership led by Pastor Amanda and our mission committee, that we have a variety of mission partners that are responding to making sure that people who are in these places in life are well cared for. And in this time, I want to encourage us to make sure that we're supporting our mission ministry. I want to encourage every one of us to think about if there's one of our mission partners that is responding to these issues that are growing and mounting right now, what is one thing you can do to support their work? Maybe it's a one-time gift. You want to make a financial gift. And remember, when we give to our mission partners, it goes exponential in use by them in their hands. Maybe there's a one-time volunteering opportunity that you want to take on. You know, you've got a busy schedule like I do, and you can help them with an event, a fundraiser even. You can volunteer your time or services. And that's really important things that we can do for them. Maybe this will be an opportunity for you to become a regular volunteer with them. But that's an opportunity that you might feel compelled to look into at this time. But what can we do to help our mission partners is really important. One of our mission partners that is supported by our church is the WINGS program that is trying to prevent domestic abuse. If you're looking for domestic abuse of women, if you're looking for an extremely concrete thing to do, I would recommend to you, and I credit my wife for being one who does this, to go shop at their resale shops. There are two WINGS resale, three in the area actually. There's one in Niles, one in Arlington Heights, and one in Schaumburg. And you can donate to them, and you can shop there, and you can make a difference caring for people who are facing domestic abuse. Now, that's predominantly women and children who are facing the impact, very vulnerable people at this time. And the last thing that we all can do is we can pray. We can pray for the refugees that are here. We can pray for the orphans, and we can pray for the widow and widowers who are struggling at this time. Now, prayer is really important. We need to remember that prayer won't get God to do something, right? But it will help us to be more aligned to God's calling and Jesus' teachings. And that makes a big difference in how we go forward together. When I think about what this looks like for us, when I think about what happens is that people who are vulnerable are then cared for at their most vulnerable times, which is what God wants us to be about at all times. When I think about what that looks like for our church, it reminds me of our friend Kathy, one of our church members who passed away a little not too long ago. Her name was Kathy. And Kathy was very active with the Moose Lodge, but she was also extremely active with our church. She was one of the people who transferred via the church merger that we had a few years ago. But what strikes me about Kathy is that Kathy was someone who was single. She was someone who was vulnerable, and if it wasn't for a community like our church, if it wasn't for an opportunity to bless others through her service with the Moose organization, she would have been alone. She could have been devastated by any of life's challenges, the things that she faced, and the challenges that she had. So when we think about the way in which our church was a community of love and support and faith for Kathy, I think about that being an example of how a church and our church helps people when they're the most vulnerable. And we want to make sure that we're not doing that just for Kathy, but we're doing it for every person that's in our sphere of influence that we're called to help. God wants us to make sure we're always caring for the most vulnerable. Let's make sure that we're doing that right now when some of them need it the most. Would you please pray with me? God, we are grateful that you are a God who hears us and you're a God who is with us. And in this time, we also are mindful that you're a God who calls us into action to help those who are in need. God, there are people who are scared. There are people who are vulnerable. There are people who are confused. There are people who are going to look back at this time with regrets. And God, we ask that you help us to be people who are making a difference to help those who are in need. God, please help us to know where and how we want to stand up for people who are refugees, people who are struggling because they're orphans, and people who might find themselves with being lonely and isolated due to the loss of a spouse. God, we pray over our opportunities to help these people. Help us to be focused, help us to be intentional, and help us to be caring as we go forward to help these people, both those who we know personally and those who we might not know. We know you love them. Help us to love them too. We pray this in your name. Amen.